Supporters of a ban on local hiring quotas say they reduce the number of companies that bid, they give an advantage to out-of-state companies, and that they drive up the costs of projects. Democratic Representative Amelia Sykes of Akron has been fighting this bill.
I don't think that argument stands up when you start looking at communities across the state who have been very strategic and smart about making sure that they can meet these local hiring requirements and be on budget or under budget.
Democrats have tried to amend the Republican-backed bill to allow for some residency requirements, but only one amendment has been adopted to allow ODOT to comply with state and federal job training requirements. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.